Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, die verkeer is stadig in four ways op die N1 Suid, vanaf die Bekloe Wisselaar tot verby die Winnie Mandela Rylaan afrit en in Germiston, stadige verkeer op die N3 Suid, op pad na die Geldenhuys Wisselaar.
The United States has pulled out of an international climate funding deal to fund the just transition to clean energy. Countries affected by this include South Africa, Indonesia, and Vietnam. So South Africa was the first country to secure such a deal in 2021, followed by Indonesia, and they secured over $20 billion in financial support for the next year. But under Trump's leadership, the US has now pulled out of its multi-million dollar commitment to Pretoria. The blog is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news for more information on that. We're staying abroad. Frans Genetler from PhD Wealth has the latest international business news.
Markets in Asia closed significantly stronger this morning, with the Hang Seng index rising by around 3.3%. Share prices of both Tencent as well as Alibaba closed almost 7% higher. In Europe, markets are trading mixed after the European Central Bank cut rates by 25 basis points today. The French CAC 40 is down by 0.1%, while the German DAX is up by 0.7%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 is also trading 0.8% lower.
Not a good day in the USA, though. Here's what happened there.
Markets in the US are trading lower today, with the S&P 500 falling by 1% and the NASDAQ also trading 1.2% lower. Shares of NVIDIA, the graphics card manufacturer, are trading around 2.5% lower at the new low for the year to date.
A dollar trading at 18 Rand 14, a euro 19 Rand 63, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 40. Gold is trading at $2,916.38 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $69.27 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Football news up first. Tottenham Hotspur are the bookies' favourites to win this season's Europa League title. And this week they travel to AZ Alkmaar at the AFA Stadium in the first leg of their round of 16 tie tonight. While Spurs secured a fourth spot to finish in the 36-team league in the standings, AZ Alkmaar finished 19th and they had to get a 6-3 aggregate victory over Galatasaray to get through to the knockout rounds. Here is Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou.
Just having the sort of opportunity to train and train really well with the whole group has been really valuable for us. So I think the time off and players sort of coming in, time off as in, you know, we could sort of schedule things and train a lot better, has been means we're in a good place, certainly to tackle what's ahead.
Other big matches happening tonight see Steaua Bucharest taking on Olympic Lyon, and Real Sociedad face Man United, and Fenerbahce take on Rangers. Neymar was recalled to the Brazil squad after almost a year and a half injured for the upcoming 2026 World Cup qualifiers against Colombia and Argentina. And SA-born hooker Rob Herring is set to make his first appearance of the 2025 Six Nations tournament. The 34-year-old who last played his 42nd test match against Argentina in November 2024 has been named among the replacements in the potential Six Nations decider. It's happening this weekend at the Aviva Stadium. I promised you some, a look at the leaderboard at the Joburg Open. Jordan Smith and Wang Yi Ding are there at the top on 7 under par. Then Jaden Schaefer and Nikolai von Dellingschlausen. Yes, that's a very simple surname. Von Dellingschlausen from Germany. He's there a shot behind the pace as well, along with Malcolm Mitchell and Callum Tarran from Britain as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, Jack Rand FM.
Yeah. A red wine.